Blog Talk Radio.
I probably need some music there. What do you think, Sue? Sue's like the wizard here of creativity, as well as being a great psychic and starting her own show with Angel Coaches on Monday at 9 p.m. East Coast time. So we're excited about that, having her. And thank you for the privilege of being able to work with you. Such a great gal. And I know that you have struggled to feel good. And so we're lucky that you're gonna doing that and living well. And I asked her, where do you live? You live in Arizona, right? Arizona, correct?
Utah,
that's right. Hey, they have that polygamy thing. Is there a lot of men over there that have a lot of wives? I think the wives should have a wife should have as many husbands as she wants. I signed up for that program.
How can you handle more than one?
You do have a point there, right? See, I'm thinking of male strippers, and you're thinking of, like, real husbands.
Okay? I mean, it's like real maintenance, real life maintenance. Not just toys. It's like they're there all the time.
See, I'm thinking more toy-like, okay, kicks and giggles. And
you have as many toys as you want, but when you really get down to it, can you handle more than one?
Yeah, I don't think so. You're right about that. So I was watching this polygamy thing, because I really never watch TV, you know? And I'm watching, and I was like, huh, there's women.
What's
there.
What's
Well, it's like it's on Lifetime, okay? It's like polygamy, escaping to polygamy, okay, right? And so they're all out there, and I was like, they look like you and I, because I thought they would be dressed like Amish people, you know, because you've seen the dramas on TV, but they're dressed like you and I have, where you know, wear makeup, some of the young girls and the women, but they live in it's just horrible how they live. I was sitting there going, huh, this should be a part of our mastermind group and our shows on Blog Talk Radio, right? You know, vibration. But they escape it, and they learn to live. It's like changing the mindset. They learn to live with a different mindset. But I think and I was like, wow, I'd love to go out there and visit you, because I guess you see that without even really seeing it, right? Because you've been around, lived out there on the north in the Northwest, where that's a part of the lifestyle out there, correct?
It's not really a part of the lifestyle. You know, even though in the beginnings of the LDS Church or the Mormon Church, they did practice that.
Right.
With the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, nowadays, it is not something that they practice. But there are branches of the church that, have moved away from the church that still practice that. But they don't really put it out. Even if there are some, I wouldn't know. I mean, the ones that you would recognize, you know, in quote recognize, you know,
right.
The ones hold on just a sec.
Wow. Okay.
They're the ones
you.
That, go off into the commune, you know, have their own little commune community in a walled off area. And there are like the Warren Jeffs, followers, but I'm sure that's probably what, when people think polygamy, that's what is in their minds.
Right.
And I'm not even going to go there. There's not too many opinions. Then there's there's also ones that, like, there's a show on TV called Sister Love, and it's with the Brown family, and they lived in Lehi, Utah. And there's the father, and he has, I think, four wives. And
wow.
They ended up moving to Las Vegas. But there's like, that situation just seems more healthy. Like, you got a whole different perspective of people living the polygamy lifestyle by watching that program.
Right.
Believe anyway, and you can see where, you know, the father is involved and really takes an interest in each wife, and he knows all of his kids, and family is so important to him. And I don't know how he does it. What man could really keep, you know, a handful of women?
Right. That's what you call it.
You can. You have to really believe that principle of the gospel to want to live that lifestyle, because...
Yeah,
I can hardly
funny.
keep, you know, I can hardly do what I got to do for myself and my husband. Thank God my kids are on their own now. How could I do that for all those people?
Well, that's like a gaggle of women that he lives with. But I get you, you know, and everything. So I don't know. We start talking about this, but yeah, you know, and I want to hear what you're creating because I know you're doing a lot. And by the way, those who are listening now or who download it later, and Jen, I'm glad you're here because I just, you know, we'll talk to you in a second. But Sue here is an amazing, creative, angelic coach, Lavender Door. She created the Lavender Door, facebook.com/Lavender Door. It's beautiful, some of the things that she's created there. And I'm just so fortunate that, you know, it's me by myself for a long time. And now there's a bunch of us here. So she's starting her own show and beginning her radio career on Monday at 8 o'clock. She's doing her own personal show, and I'm super excited about it to have her. She's an expert in the law of attraction, raising your vibration, keeping it. How do you do that? And I think you've learned a lot of it by contrast yourself because, you know, sometimes it's let me feel great and have a great day when you're feeling like, because I know you've had challenges with fibromyalgia. So so you've learned a lot by contrast. We know what up is because we have down, or we know what right is because we have left. So you are definitely an expert in that. And what else are you going to talk about? I mean, I know over the next few weeks, I think you've got a show, but congratulations on that, and you've got other things you're going to talk about. And
yeah, thank you.
You bet. You know,
yeah, I'll be talking about our vibration or vibrational frequency, why it's important. Sharing ideas on how to, you know, raise your vibrations and keep your vibrations high, and you know, what the hell do you do when they're low? Because we all get in those low funks. And I do really believe in the idea or the principle of what you think about, you bring about. And if you want good in your life, then think good. Don't think, I don't want this awful thing to happen. I don't want that awful thing. Because you're attracting that awful thing by thinking about it. And then, you know, I want to share experiences with the angels, with everybody. And then my granddaughter... has got me looking up a bunch of fairy information. She's wanting me to plan a fairy party for her birthday. So maybe I'll be sharing some fairy stuff too.
Oh, very nice. I love that. That's cool. So Jen and Vic, I see you here. And Tisha, I know that you're on mute. Vic, thank you for calling in. I'm traveling today. I know you're traveling today and up in a really cool place up in northern Florida. So how's the weather up there? Is it hot like it is down here in South Florida? Vic, I'm not sure you can hear me. How about you, Jen? And welcome back. I know you've been traveling yourself and out of touch, so welcome. We're glad you're here. What do you want to create? What are you looking to create, my dear? She's got the creative gene like you do.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What Stu said, like raise the vibrations, you know, get in a low spot, just keep it positive and, you know, look forward. Like, I guess that's what's most important, you know?
I gotcha. That's James. James, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome back I'm sorry about that. Raising your vibration, feeling good about yourself. And attracting love, you know, good deal. Love for yourselves first, I guess, but you got that and getting that. So, and then I listened to James.
I got that.
Yeah.
I got that.
No, I think that's I get that lesson over and over again. Anyway, I'm finally getting it, I believe. James, welcome. I'm glad you're here. What are you looking to attract, my dear? Because I know you've had a whole big shift in putting your life together in a different way. So, and welcome. I'm glad you're back. So we've been wondering about you.
Thanks. Yeah, no, I've been busy doing stuff and getting my life on track. And everything seems to be moving in a positive direction.
Nice.
So, yeah. So I'm very happy
about
that.
He's got love. Yeah. He's got prosperity in his heart and his mind and in his bank account, and he's got prosperity with his health. because there, James had a little bit of a health scare, and we all know what that's like. And so, James, I'm so happy for you. I really am. And I know, Vicar, yeah, so good for you. So we're all, I'm, you know what, I'm traveling myself this evening, so I'm excited about that, and we'll have a great show tonight on Transformation Thursday. I'm going to record it, I think. So you guys listen in, transforming your lives, creating things to happen, and I think we all, Sue, I look at you, and you've got your show now, and you've got some other things that you're working on, and I know that it's like a mindset, change your mindset, change your life. What you think about, you bring about, which is a great mantra. I use that myself. Thank you, by the way. And then one change changes everything. I don't know. I think Gloria thought of that. But so, you know, we've got some good stuff. So we're all creating and creating it to happen. And what's one thing that you're looking to create now that you're working on right now, Sue? Because you got so, she's a creator like you, Jen. I need that Jean. I got you guys as my friends. I'll be all right. Anyway, what are you looking to create there?
One new thing or one thing I'm consistently working on?
Whatever you want to say, because I love your...
Okay, I think the new thing is just, as I learn more about the angels and work more with the angels, and then as I work more out in my garden, I'm feeling drawn to some fairy energy. And so I'm just kind of working on creating a website for children about fairies.
Very nice. I know you were doing that.
That's a little project. Yeah.
That's cool. You know, a friend of mine, she's a nurse, and she just started tapping into the fairy energy. She goes, now she's a nurse, very linearly logical, and she says to me, Tari, did you know there's such things as fairies? I said, yeah. I said, she goes, well, there is. She's so funny. I really appreciate her. And so, you know, there's a lot of things we don't know about. My grandmother really helped me with that when I was a child. You know, because she's from Ireland. And so, you know, the Irish, they have an open mind about anything. And fairy energy, they call them, well, you know, some people call them the earth angels, whatever you want to say. And but how cool is that, you know? So she says, and this little nurse says, I just saw my first fairy, and she's struggling with it because that doesn't fit into nursing, you know? So I was like, well, welcome to the world I live in. Like, anything's possible when you believe or when you know. How about that? So, James, what are you looking to create? What do you want to create? Which one more?
My mind is so twisted that I'm laughing hysterically about the fairy talk because I went somewhere totally different. I was like, I've been tapping into fairies for years. wrong kind of fairy.
Love and wings on.
Oopsie.
James, that's weird. Wings.
Hey, some of them have wings, that's for sure.
Thank you, James. We all get a visual of that now. All right.
You're welcome.
I was teasing that he likes fairy tales, you know, Cinderella and everything. Anyway. I'm so sorry. Jen, what do you want to create? What are you looking to create? Say, man, that's free. Okay, go ahead. Jen, what do you want to create?
Jen. Yeah. Oh gosh. I thought I muted you. Sorry.
No, you're good.
What create? I want to create balance in life.
Nice.
In all aspects.
That's it. Balance is everything. I heard this yesterday, and I'm borrowing this mantra: calm is the new strong. Is that not cool? Calm is the new strong. I like that. So balance is good for you. Balance. That's a challenge that most of us forget. But when you're balanced, you can create anything you want because your mindset is there. You know. So good for you, Jen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've made me laugh, James, as you usually do. Okay. So, does anybody want to do a prayer or, you know, does anybody want to do that?
Hey,
lead the prayer. We have Nick Person on here. If you want to talk, you can. If you want to share what you're looking to create. Okay, then I'm going to close it down, and you guys can add whatever you want to. And you know what? my mindset, change your mindset, change your life. Calm is the new strong. Sue, you always have a great affirmation, or James, or Jen. What do you have an affirmation you want to share? Because what you think about, you bring about, is a great one. And is another one you want to ask? But that's a good one.
Yeah, I think that's a good one for today. You bring about. Yeah.
That's right. So I'm going to be thinking positive. So, and James, you have one you want to share?
You have to believe it to see it.
That's a good one.
That's a
great one. I know.
Somebody
love that,
James. Somebody just texted me that yesterday. Just believe it. You'll see it.
Just believe. Oh, nice. Very good. Good one. Jen, do you want to add one? Are you cool? I don't want to put any pressure on anybody.
I'm good.
Hi.
All right,
Sheree.
Good.
Hello.
Hey, Vince.
Hey,
welcome to the show.
I know. I'm so sorry I got on late. I apologize, but I'd like to share one with the group.
Okay. Go ahead, please.
Okay, we have the power to begin. We have in our power to begin. Oh, I'm so sorry. I just got in a little space there. 1 second. I know this.
No worries. We're good, because you know how many times I lose things myself. Go ahead. When you're ready, you're ready. Because I can talk forever.
There we go. It is within our power to begin the world again.
It is within our power to what?
To begin the world again.
There you go. It is within our power to begin the world again. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
In the world. Yeah, so we start all over. We're either breathing in or out. Good for you. That's a great one. Thank you. All right, everybody, let's say a prayer. Go ahead. Does somebody want to add something?
Whatever good for your soul, do it.
Whatever good for your soul, do it. Yeah, there you go.
Good for your soul.
All right. Soul, I get you. I get you. Soul. We're all soul sisters and brothers here. It's all good. There you go. 2 thumbs up. All right. Yeah. And by the way, guys, listen, we've got some new angel coaches. And Sue is starting her own show on angel coaches on Monday at 9 p.m. East Coast time. So I'll go to angelcoaches.com/angelcoaches, and I'm going to put some information about there. And she's amazing, you guys. So you don't want to miss her show. And then last night, Victoria had started her show, and so you don't want to miss that one either. So you can always download any of our shows 24/7, 365 days a year, and they're on iTunes as well, or you can go to facebook.com/angelcoaches and listen and get the information. Sue, I'm so happy for you. I know we're just fortunate to have you here at Angel Coaches and teaching us and sharing your information, because you've got a lot. And you got a lot of wisdom, and she looks only about 25, so I need to sign up for that program.
Nice.
That is her show. I'm definitely, yeah, right? So anyway, let's pray, say a prayer, and everybody can go to work. Dear angels, God, spirit, fairy energy, the fairies, and the ascended masters in the causal plane, thank you so very much for listening to our show and helping us all achieve great things. And we do it to serve our higher self and to serve humanity. And thank you so much for bringing about what we think about, we bring about. So keep our thoughts high, our vibration high, and our thoughts pure. And thank you for letting us achieve wonderful, great things. And we say amen, and so it is.
Amen.
All right. Guys, have a great
day.
For tonight, we got a great show at 7, so you don't want to miss it. Anyway, if you do, that's okay. You can listen 24/7, 365. Take care, everybody. Bye now.
Thank you.
Bye. I'm going to say happy birthday to my daughter. She's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Heather.
Happy birthday.